God bless you all. It's good to be back. And we sure appreciate Brother Ryan and Brother John for filling in the last couple of weeks. And I apologize, I'm still not caught up. But we sure appreciate, and I will get caught up with all of the lessons and preaching. I think Brother Aaron was working hard too, two Wednesday nights, and then preaching from Brother Pageant. Bless him. Sure appreciate all the labors. Where we left off was Hebrews 11. Let's just go to the Lord in prayer. Lord God, we're so grateful to be able to look into your word this morning, Lord, as we study these things out and this chapter of the Hall of Faith that Paul laid out for us as an example of what the things that we can have access to if we believe, Lord. I pray, Lord, that you'll just help us to understand, Lord, and to get our hearts and minds prepared for the word to go forth, and that you'll just be with Brother Darrell, Lord, as he's studying, Lord Jesus, and preparing. Granted, Lord, that you just bless the services for us today. We ask in your name. Amen. So Hebrews 11:1 says, "Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen." And that's a weighty thing to meditate on. You know, when we were down there in Nicaragua, there was a lot of things that we could that blessed us, and a lot of things that kind of to think about. But one thing that really meant a lot to me was on the plane ride back, I got to talking to this gentleman next to me, and he turned out to be a missionary that was going down there and speaking to some people down there, and one thing led to another, and we spent about 2.5 hours just talking about the Lord and talking about preaching different things, and I got to talking to him about how that God is still a miracle working God, and we started talking about that, and I've never seen somebody choked up so much on, not choked up like crying, but choked up like trying to swallow, that God is still a miracle working God. Now you think about what Paul led up to when he gets to Hebrews 11. He's laid the foundation of all these things that we to prove to us why we should trust the word of Jesus Christ, and that we've not heard just the word of an angel or the word of a minister, but we've heard straight from God Himself that's come down, and this man that came down is the essence of God, like Brother Darrell was saying yesterday, the heart of God. And see all these things, if you remember the last Sunday school lesson that I preached, when somebody tells you something, I guess the highest compliment you can give is just to believe what they say. And so God wants us to believe what He said. And I was thinking about just all of the messages that we heard in Nicaragua preached. Zach Wallace was down there preaching, and Brother Luis preached at the camp, and just everything was based on just believe what God said. Even Brother Luis gave the example. He got up and with the young people and said, "It's just like you." He had the little dollar bill, and he said, "If you just come up and take this dollar bill out of my hand because you believe I'm going to give it to you," and somebody came up and took it. But you know, all these examples of just believe, just have faith. So when it says, "Now faith is the substance of things hoped for," our faith is based upon God's word. It seems like the hardest thing for us to do is just to accept what God has said about something. If God said, and you see, when you read something in the Bible, or you hear Brother Bram say it on the tape, or you hear a preacher preach about it, it is for you. And that's the hardest thing for us to accept, that promise, that when God made a promise, it's for you. That it's not just something to learn about or to study on and memorize, but it's for you. So all of these promises that are laying here in the Bible that about healing, about salvation, about deliverance, everything that is laying there, if you believe it, like Abraham did, and hang on to it, then God is going to fulfill it. And I believe fulfill it in a way like really the last sermon I was preaching, I preached it here too, that if you believe, something's going to happen. I think that's what that gentleman on the plane was struggling with, that you know, we come, sometimes we have an idea that when we come to church, we're just kind of coming to learn, and we say, well, we believe, and then not expecting something to happen, not expecting our life to be changed, not expecting our body to be healed. But if you believe, it's the substance of what you are hoping for.
Yes,
it is the thing that you're looking for. And it's based upon the promise of God that he made to you.
Yes.
And if you believe, if you really believe, something is going to happen. So it says, now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Now, you think about what Paul's saying here in the Hebrews 11. He's laying down all these examples of people that believed, and then something happened.
Yeah.
Like he said in, at the end of the chapter, he said, through faith, these people subdued kingdoms. Mm-hmm. Now, not just little bitty things happen, but they subdued kingdoms. Wrought righteousness. They obtained promises. Stopped the mouths of lions. In other words, they did the impossible. What seemed like just how are you going to stop the mouth of a lion? You get thrown down into a lion pit, and all the lions are sniffing around, and they haven't eaten in weeks. That is impossible. But that same God that stopped the mouths of lions is still the same God today. You see why Brother Ram said that God's going to have a bride that does not doubt that he's the same yesterday, today, and forever. And that's why that conversation with that gentleman on the plane was so impactful to me, because that really is a differentiator between what we believe in the message and what the denominational world looks at it. That they really are struggling, that he's the same yesterday, today, and forever, that he's still a miracle-working God. And I wonder maybe if we struggle with that we're not just coming to church to just warm the bench or keep the lights turned on, but we're here to serve a God that is still active and that can still do something in our lives. Maybe let's set our mind that way as before the preaching of the word this morning, before Brother Darrell comes out, that something can happen if you really believe that it's for you, that God made the promises for you. They quenched the violence of fire, escaped the edge of the sword, out of weakness were made strong, waxed violent in fight, turned to flight the armies of the aliens. Women received their dead raised to life again. And others were tortured, not accepting deliverance, that they might obtain a better resurrection. And others had trial of cruel mockings and scourgings, yea, moreover, of bonds and imprisonment. So see, when you believe, something's going to happen. Brother Bram said in Questions and Answers, he said, faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things you do not see, taste, feel, smell, or hear. But by faith, when he catches the word, it sends him into a dimension that makes it so real to him till he's just as good as got it in his hand. He knows it's going to happen. Now, you see, we read things like that, and we think, well, if I can just work up faith or whatever. But the Bible says faith comes by the word. So it's not something you work up, but it's something that automatically happens as you eat the word. In other words, you keep hearing these promises preached, and you keep reading, and it just builds up until something begins to automatically happen into you that I know that if God promised it, that he's able to make it come to pass. And then it begins to build up into a substance where you got it. Even though you don't see it, even though the skies are cloudy, it doesn't matter because you got it, and it's the substance. That's why there's a lot of things that we can use as an evidence, that manifestation, jumping around, lights and visions and dreams and that kind of stuff. But the Bible says that those things are not the evidence. Faith is the evidence. That's why faith is even the evidence of your new birth. Not that you jumped or ran down the aisles or something, but you have something that trumps all of those things. Well, you have a more sure word of prophecy than being with Jesus or being with Brother Branham, that you know down in your heart that God has made something real to you. That is something that nobody can take away from you. It's something that is the evidence. That's the evidence of the thing that you can't even see yet, but you know that you already have it. So Brother Ram said in the message, persevere. And he said, how could a man ever have faith? By putting his hand on a tree would make him well. You got to have faith in something. See, he was having a conversation with somebody, and they said, well, I believe if I could just put my hand on a tree, or maybe, you know, put your hand on the pulpit, you believe that you if you have faith in that, you know. But he said, you got to have faith in something. We're not having faith in just the air or something that somebody told us, like just some man's idea. But we're believing, like Paul has laid out for us all the way up to Hebrews 11, in what God said.
Yes.
You see how it seems so simple sometimes when we preach it, but that's what we're really battling out. The greatest battle ever fought is this promise for me? Is it, all these things that we read about, is it for me or not? And we just sit here and we get tired, but yet all of these promises, if we can just simply believe what God said, just believe what he said. And the Bible said, faith cometh by hearing, and hearing the word of God, that bases it. Your faith has got a foundation. Why? Because God promised it. God promised it. Now, you see, one of my favorite scriptures in the Bible is the one we studied on in Hebrews chapter 6. And boy, that's something that'll preach. That by two immutable things, in which it was impossible for God to lie, we have a strong consolation, who have fled for refuge to lay hold upon the hope set before us. God wants you to believe him so much that he gave us these two things, that the God that cannot lie made a promise. And we just kind of reiterate that over and over again, that you can believe what God said. If God said that you can have the Holy Ghost, you can have it. If God said you can have the capstone, you can have it. We just got to believe it. Now, so we're basing our faith not on just some man's idea, but on the word of God. And you look through all these scriptures that I've got outlined here that prove to us that the word of God is not just a man's idea, like 2 Timothy that says all scripture, even Mark 16 that a lot of people want to toss out, is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness. In Romans chapter 4, the promise of Abraham was not, all these things that were written about Abraham was not given for his sake alone, that it was imputed to him, but for us also. If we can have faith like Abraham did, it'll be imputed to us for righteousness. So these things that are written in the Bible were written for us.
Yes.
Romans chapter 15 says, for whatsoever things were written aforetime were written for our learning, that we through patience and comfort of the scriptures might have hope. And 2 Peter says, knowing this first, that no prophecy of the scripture is of any private interpretation. That's kind of an odd language to use, but that means that it didn't come from just somebody's idea. It's not Brother Bob's idea that he's preaching. It's not even Brother Branham's idea. The Bible says that the prophecy came not in old time by the will of man, but holy men of God spake as they were moved by the Holy Ghost. So I think that should give us confidence this morning. As we study out the scripture, we're not studying out the ideas of a man, but this is by inspiration of the Holy Ghost. And Brother Brown would say over and over, I've got all these lists of things he said about to build up our faith. If God said it, it'll be that way. No matter how ridiculous it sounds, if God said it, he means it. He is the way. He keeps his word. It's up to him to see it through. Not you to see it through. It's him to see it through. He keeps his word.
Amen.
That chokes us up sometimes, doesn't it? I mean, we'll say we believe it, but do we really believe it? Do we really believe that he keeps his word when troubles come, when strife comes, when we get in a little place of despair or whatever? Do we really believe that he keeps his word? If God said it, his characteristics will produce what he said. And where can you put your faith on anything else but the word?
Amen.
If God said it, hold your finger to it. That's true. If God said it, you see why the Bible is life to a Christian. Because that's where we get our strength and our power in the midst of bad times. Because you can hang on everything that God said. He said, if God said it, there's bound to be a womb somewhere for it to fall into. In another place, he said, how could we doubt it if God said it? Just as true as those prophecies of Daniel had to be fulfilled, as true as God lives, every word has to be fulfilled. In another place, he said, if God said it will be there, he's able to put it there. That's how strong Brother Branham believed in faith.
Amen.
That if you believe that your pocket knife is going to be in your pocket, if you believe it, it'll be there.
That's right.
See, we get choked up sometimes by faith. If God said it was going to rain, then that meant it was going to rain. You say, it's the truth. God said so. If God said it, that's right. I believe it. It's to me. The faith anchors in my heart, and I believe it, and I call those things that are not as though they were because God said so. That's what Paul meant when he said, and faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of not things not seen. Our faith is based upon the Word of God. How do you get faith? How do you get more faith? You say, I want more faith to overcome this morning. Well, faith comes by hearing the Word. And then you do like in the greatest battle ever fought, you do like that little eagle and you start confessing what Jesus said, because you're not confessing the words of a man. You're saying, he said it. He said it, and I believe it. I believe I'm healed. I believe God gave the promise. And you say it, and you're going to come out of that egg like the little eagle did, because you're saying his words. Oh, you try that, and I challenge you, and see if something don't start happening. You take God at his word. Because if God said it, his words are true. And persevering, he said, when a man gets his answer from God, there is nothing going to stop him. Most people today, as I will repeat myself from last night, saying they have hope instead of faith. You find people coming on the platform that are just built up in hopes. Now hope is good, because when you're in a bad spot, you want hope. Yeah, you want to be able to, okay, there's a way out. But faith is when you got the way out. Hope is when you're looking. Thank God, there's somebody that can got the key that can get me out of my prison cell. But faith is when you got the way out. Faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence. It's not a myth. It's not imagination. It's something you've got. You've already got it. And you're just as happy with it, that faith you have, as you would be if you had the substance in your hand. Oh, you think about that now. If you're needing healing in your body this morning or whatever, you know, we got all kinds of needs. Help with our paycheck. Help the food, getting food on the table. If you got faith, that'll make you happy, because even though you don't see the manifestation yet, you've already got it. That's why faith is so real, that it is the very evidence that the thing that you're believing in is coming, and not because some imagination in your mind, but because you know that God promised it. You're basing it on what God promised. And Jesus Christ, the same yesterday, today, and forever, he said, faith is the subject right now that we have under consideration. What is faith? It's just as much different as it is day and night between faith and hope. For the Bible in Hebrews, the 13th chapter, said, for faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. It's not just a mythical hope. It's absolutely a substance. And he said, oh, I hope you see this. And then you'll see things happen. That's what separates us, I believe. We're believing something's going to happen. If you've been going through life and not expecting something to happen, I hope that this morning that your mind will change, that you got a different look on things. This morning, expect something to happen. Expect God to do great things in your life. Why? Because he promised it. If he promised it and it's laying there in the Word, now you might have to fight for it and you might have to battle for it, but it's yours. And you can do like Caleb and say, well, God promised me this mountain, so I'm going to get it. So this morning, settle it in your mind. If you need something from God, settle it, because if he made the promise, he made a way for you to get it. Just believe him. All these scriptures in the Bible that build up our faith. In Matthew 21, all things whatsoever ye shall ask in prayer, believing, ye shall receive. Does that choke us up like that fellow on the plane that I was talking to? If you need something in prayer and you got the right motive and the objective and the right reason, and you can line it up with God's word, you're not just asking to win the lottery or something weird because it's based on your carnal desires, but you can base it on the word. You ask it in prayer and believe, and you will get it. I got to preaching in Nicaragua, and I started talking along those lines, and I say it in my sermon. That sounds fanatic. That sounds a little bit crazy, doesn't it? And the world will say that's crazy talk. But we're not We're basing what we believe and what we say upon the Word of God. That's why if for any man to say these things, it would be a little bit fanatical. But God is the one that said it. In Luke chapter 1, he said, "For with God nothing shall be impossible." And even that song that Brother Bram used to come out on, "Only believe all things are possible." That's kind of the theme song of Message Believers, is anything is impossible. In 2 Corinthians, we walk by faith, not by sight. And Romans 10 says, "Faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God." And Hebrews 11 that we just read, and Hebrews 11, 6, "For without faith, it is impossible to please him. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him." So if you're sitting here this morning and want to please God, there's no way to even please him unless you believe what he said. If you believe what he said, that's the way to please God. That's how to please anybody. If I say something and my kids don't trust my word, then that hurts my feelings. how much more for God if he tells us something and we doubt him? Amen. Ephesians chapter 2, "For by grace are ye saved through faith, and that not of yourselves, it is the gift of God." And Proverbs chapter 3, verse 5 to 6 says, "Trust in the Lord with all thine heart, and lean not unto thine own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy paths." Everything that we do is based on faith, based on faith that if we just trust in God, that he will lead us out. And the angel of the covenant, Brother Bram said, "Don't be scared." I hope in the last 5 minutes, we got five more minutes. I hope these things that I'm saying are building up your faith as you're hearing them. Yeah. "Don't be scared." He said, "That's the reason you can't receive, is because you're afraid it won't happen." Right. See, we need to be expecting that something's going to happen.
Right.
We get scared that if we believe, it won't happen. And then you can't have faith that way.
Right.
"And if faith cometh by hearing," he said, "maybe sickness has beat you down to a place you hardly haven't got any strength anymore. Maybe you're so blind you can hardly see. You can't see. Maybe you're so sick you can't hardly get up. But just apply that promise. 'Thus saith the Lord.' You said, 'Whatever things I desire, when I pray, believe I receive it.' For me to receive it and accept it as if it was already done." Now let's apply that this morning. If you've got a complex this morning, if you can't exercise your gift in church because you got beat down or something, and you got all these things weighing on your mind, there's a promise in the Bible that you can be delivered of that. "For me to receive it and accept it as if it was already done." It's already done. You realize what that means? That if you don't have to fight the battle, the battle's already been fought for you. The mighty conqueror has gone before and died on the cross for your healing, for your salvation, for everything. And now all you got to do is just follow behind him and go claim what he has already possessed. Now, see, the hard part's already done. "For me to receive it and accept it as if it was already done, believe it now. For I have faith, and faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. I believe it, Lord." And faith coming by hearing. He said, God will look right down in your heart and see that promise, and diseases will melt back from side to side. Cripples will walk. Blind will see. Deaf will hear. Dumb will speak. Why? They have taken God at his word. Yes, sir. Faith cometh by hearing, and hearing of the word of God. Well, Brother Bob, I don't think that's for me. It is for you.
Yes.
It's speaking about you. Whatever you have need of, the promises of God are so great that no matter what your situation, no matter what your trouble, no matter what your mind battle, the promises of God trump everything. No matter what the devil has heaped on your head, no matter how long you've been sick, the promises of God are true. And we'll just stop right there. Faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. And God bless you, saints.